My sister is a devotee of Amachi, an Indian saint who is known for her hugging everyone who comes to her darshan, and everyone leaves with a single Hershey kiss. When Bob, my late husband, was diagnosed with cancer, she came down from Pennsylvania to be with us. And his first massive doses of chemo took place in the hospital over the weekend. And she brought a wonderful picture of Amma's hands, and she left it in his hospital room. He lay awake all night, he said, looking at that picture, and he felt her presence in the room. 4 years later, I called my sister to let her know that Bob had gone into hospice and was not expected to live. It was at Christmas. And she drove straight through, nonstop, from Pennsylvania, and came right to the hospice room. There was a little Christmas tree in there, Bob's bed and a few chairs, and Robbie and I, who were so weary at this point, beginning to move into shock, I guess, and she sent us home to rest. As it turned out, she was the one who was with Bob when he passed, and I feel like it was a grace from heaven that it was her, because she brought the spirit of Amma with her. I got the call in the middle of the night on December 20th, 2004, that Bob had passed. And Laurie told me the next day, she said, "Vicki, it was so strange." She said, "I had been doing devotional chanting and sitting by the bed," and she said, "Bob was not eating, but I gave him communion." She said, "When they brought in the dinner tray," which of course Bob didn't eat because he was slipping away, she said, "there was a single Hershey kiss on that tray, just like the one Amma gives." And she said, "it was so odd just to see. It was like a sign." And she said, "I unwrapped the foil and I chopped it up and I put a tiny piece of that Hershey kiss under his tongue as communion." And I don't know, I just felt the sacredness of that devotional act. He died that evening. A friend of mine who can see said that he saw Bob ascend directly into the white light. I felt it was partly due to the grace of this Indian saint, Amma. So I wanted to share that story just as an offering from my heart to yours. Thank you for listening.